Today, we're going to discuss what I would call the margin call and why it's important. Is it just seems to coincide with the interesting timing of the war in the Middle East. And it looks like, you know, you had the war going on with Ukraine and it seems to be faltering. Ukraine's looking like they're going to get pretty wiped out. And then conveniently, this triggers with Hamas in Israel. And we've seen that call, like we knew, and those kind of in the circle knew we had something else coming. Like there was another war. There was going to be, this wasn't enough. We knew Ukraine was in a fault state and they needed it. Now, what, for those who maybe haven't been following for quite some time, what do you mean they need? We are at an epic point in history where the United States has lose the status, as you would call it, the hegemony status, the one and only, the reserve currency. And we've now, instead of being a unipolar world, we are now where we were in charge of everything. It is now a multipolar world. And ever since we put sanctions on Russia, stole hundreds of billions from Russia, you've now seen a split in the world where you have the BRIC nations, you know, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now you have the Middle East joining in. You have a lot of countries that are going into the BRICS component. It is now a multipolar world. We have lost the petrodollar deal that no longer exists. And all of this puts the pressure on the United States because of the timing. Timing is very, very interesting here because we're looking at now, and I wish you could see this chart. Someday I'm going to have to get to where I just do this visually. It's just a matter of figuring out all the software for that. But if you see the chart, we are going through a period of debt increase at such an astronomical rate. And if you look at it in the upside down form where debt is down, it is incredible. Literally in 1 week, we added hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to our debt. Unbelievable amount. Now, we've reached well over $33 trillion in our debt. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up is because it's all kind of connecting. And I believe the war is a big part of it. And honestly, I hate to say it, I don't think this is the end of this war. I think they're itching to attack Iran. And if they attack Iran, you're going to have terrorist attacks here in the United States. You're going to see major escalation. And we could see those axis of evil. And we could see where we are literally in a World War III scenario. I wouldn't be surprised, put it that way. I'm prepping for it because it does seem like the extremes are going that direction, because we are at this epic time where our financial state is done. And what we're not talking about, not is it just the current state that we're in, where hundreds of billions is added to the debt, or well over $33 trillion, and this is our picture, but we're not even talking about the 195 plus trillion in unfunded liabilities. And this is all the stuff that's being promised to the 99 percentile of the country. That's why when, you know, if you're living off of these government benefits or if you're relying on the government, that's why gold and silver outside the system is going to be so paramount. That's why I'd be calling Cornerstone if you have not. But it's about being able to withstand, because we will have unbelievable cuts coming. We'll have to. We'll have no choice. But you have $200 trillion in this unfunded liability pool. Where's that money coming from? And here our debt is moving at a lightning pace. I would just love to show this chart. I should probably put it on a website. We should probably have a certain site where we can go and talk about this. But when you see the mountain of debt, and it really started around the 2008 timeframe when we collapsed around 2008, that's where it really started to fall off the cliff. Now we're just literally going straight down into the abyss. and we're adding literal trillions upon trillions on the debt. And the problem is, at the same time, our revenue is decreasing and our deficit is widening. The world is watching. Our country is literally at the end stage. If you just study history, like the Roman Empire and all the great empires, we are at that end stage. And I know the dollar is still supreme. We still have a lot of people roped. I get that. But at the same time, history repeats, and you will see we are an empire in massive decline. It got to do this, the piece I did in Gettysburg on the Romans, but we are in a massive decline. And it's not just the queer, perverted state of our nation. We are falling apart morally. We are falling apart as our unity as a nation under God. We have gone completely queer, completely mentally ill, and that spirit has been ushered in. And I contended when Obama lit up the White House in those colors and they were flipping off God, that that was the day they ushered in a territorial demon like no other. And I remember telling my wife, within a decade or two, we will have a massive amount of population queer. And not only are we queer, we're going tranny at extreme levels. We're destroying women's rights. And now you've got these drag queens, sick, mentally ill drag queen guys, dancing in front of little children and chopping up little children. This is insanity. This is how societies collapse morally within. And at the same time, we are financially literally falling off a cliff. It's an extraordinary time. But it's happening all within the realm of war, distraction. And you see, you know, we're coming off the COVID, which, by the way, I still contend, get yourself ready. You better get your stuff ready. Get ivermectin. Get ready. When they signed that treaty in 24, the pandemic treaty, you are probably going to see another biological weapon release. There is no doubt in my mind that's going to happen. That would have put the nail in the coffin. But in the meantime, this war is adding to it. And I call this like a margin call moment. I think for many, we understand what a margin call means. But the whole world is facing this. So here we've got war as distraction. I believe the war is going to escalate, and I just want everyone to be thoroughly prepared. Do not walk in fear. Obviously, if you live in certain cities, you're probably going to get whacked. But if you're living in those cities, you're already getting whacked, because they're utterly, these blue left wingers are utterly destroying American cities. And we don't even have, it's not a matter of a debate. You just have to look at it with the crime and the perversion and the filth. But the world is going through a margin call. America is in a moral crisis and a financial falling off a cliff. Now, we can keep faking it, but when you look at the system in total, it is corrupt. It is manipulated at the highest levels. And when you study history, this is exactly how societies collapse or empires collapse. And I'm not saying America is going to collapse. I am saying it's checkmate and we're going to be taken off of our pedestal. And then how many of us will be slaves to the system because we got wiped out financially or we're not prepared? So you have the war escalating. It's not going away. And believe me, Russia is not stopping. They are the most patient nation I've ever seen. We stole hundreds of billions of dollars from them. They're going to get it back one way or the other. But you have now the Middle East war, and I really contend that's going to pick up. And if I think they want to go after Iran, and I think going after Iran is going to be a huge mistake. So you got the war going potentially to World War III. You have the financial system and the state of affairs in America, let alone the complete moral decay and decline of American society. And the world itself is now facing a margin call. it's pretty obvious where America sits. Obviously, we can print more currency as we are, but we are falling off a cliff at an astronomical rate. You cannot keep this going. There will be an implosion of some kind. They will, if they get their way, take us to that digital ID, digital currency, because it'll be the savior of the collapsed system. What I'm trying to say is, in between, before we go from A to Z, that area of chaos, you better be protected and you better be prepared for. Now, I hope the whole digital concept completely fails, because we will be slaves if we go there. But we're at the end phase. Our society morally, our society financially, I don't care what you hear about everything doing great in the economy, that is a complete lie. Sure, there are certain areas of the economy that are doing well. We did print trillions of dollars through COVID. There is a lot of currency moving around. The high rates don't seem to deter it. And I think they may even be forced to push rates upwards to 10, 12% before the system actually collapses. And the banking crisis is not even close to being over. And so when you look at these kind of connecting dot moments, then you throw in the margin call moment now facing the world. The world's margin call is near $70 trillion in global losses. $70 trillion. That's why we're seeing the 10-year yield spike to the levels that it is. You know, we're getting to the point where banks' balance sheets are in carnage levels. So a question that kind of emerged from this: what about the total cumulative losses across like all the investors and fixed income asset classes? It's not just the banks, is it? Is there any safe place? Obviously, there's a reason why the central banks are buying gold at unbelievable levels. It's a hedge, it's a protection. But when you look at the charts, the disconnection of all of the charts financially, they make no sense. The world is going through it. Europe is going through it. The European economy is not that good. They've printed these currencies into the stratosphere. The euro is done. The United States dollar is sinking by its own weight. Where can we go from here? How does that turn around? We've destroyed the supply chain. The supply chain is not getting fixed anytime soon. I don't trust the Chinese. They're communists. And I don't trust Russia. I think we are on the edge of creating a World War III scenario and hitting these levels that we're going to have to adjust for. Just now, currently, we are seeing trillions, somewhere in the area of 16 trillion in just global market value being wiped out. And this is just in the last couple of years. We figure that the world's global equity markets, like the stock markets around the whole world, is worth somewhere in the area of $107 trillion. But the scale of losses in debt markets resulting from the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates at near zero forever, that was a really big mistake. But keeping rates that low for that long, and now they're overcompensating by the quickest rate I think we've ever seen of raising interest rates as they are. This is the largest in history in dollar terms and relative to our GDP and what the shock is doing to the system. Can the system absorb this without really further accidents? Can it absorb it without major collapses? All I know is my friends in the bond market, they tell me that the warehouses are so full, they don't even know what to do. So how do we keep creating debt? Who's going to take it? How are we going to rig the books in order to spin it? That's why they went after the money market system. And that's why many people don't even realize their money market is no longer cash. It's actually U.S. treasuries. And now they're going after other forms of our retirement accounts. It's happening right now. We even did the program talking about how they're converting your money in the banking system to the Fed FIS system, to the electronic digital money world, where it will be programmable and they can turn us off. Can we absorb it? I don't think so. I don't see how. This is a margin call at epic levels. And when the world gets at this particular financial place, they have a tendency to go to war. Because this stuff doesn't happen by accident. The Hamas attack in Israel was not a surprise. Granted, they say this was all started and planned since they saw the weakness in the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And we left, what, $80 billion in military equipment in Afghanistan, which is conveniently finding its way to terrorists. I mean, I don't get people, except that I have compassion that they are completely disconnected intellectually why you would vote Democrat. I mean, I can think of single issues, but for the most part, they have tragically destroyed this country in so many ways. And that withdrawal from Afghanistan was unbelievable, how they left Americans there, gave all this equipment to the terrorists, and now we're finding it into the system. They knew it was coming. Egypt even warned Israel it was coming. Why didn't they prepare? The people who lived near the Hamas region, the region down by Egypt there, they were in Israel. They were concerned. They would talk about how they're concerned about Hamas, how they're concerned about it coming over. And then how could they have been surprised? None of this stuff happens by accident. It is planned. I definitely believe it for many, many reasons I won't get into right now. But I think there is an escalation happening. The world financially is on a cliff. Many countries, especially in the West, are just done financially. And war is the one way that has a tendency to rearrange debt in the financial system, and new economies, new agreements come out of it. We no longer have an agreeable, organized global trade system. And we all know it because we're all buying goods. And we get that, yeah, it's going to take 6 months. Yeah, it's going to take another 5 months. We hear it. We know it. We're all experiencing it. I've even had things on back order that literally, I think some of them have been 4, 5, 6 months now. The supply chain is in deep trouble. These countries are in deep trouble. Even China, for that matter. They have built cities that nobody lives in. So the debt crisis is enormous. The margin call is coming, and it's getting worse. The only thing that changes that equation is war. And it can't be a small war. It has to be a big one, and it has to be global. That way, the people will have to rally around their governments. They will print money into the stratosphere. Why? You better have gold and silver, and those you know better get gold and silver. I don't care what the price is. Obviously, it's manipulated. But when this thing hits the fan, there is no stopping it. And if you hear from some of the, I mean, talking the highest of credibility in my world, you wouldn't believe me if I told you where they said gold is going. So this is just the beginning. This is something we've got to connect the dots on so we can prepare ourselves, not just financially. Again, I would have emergency food. I would have water. Don't think for a second that it is just business as usual. This is all smoke and mirrors. And I don't say we live in fear. I don't say we lose sleep at night. Matter of fact, the opposite. I think it's time to get more sleep, work out, change our habits, become healthy in the mind, in the spirit, financially, and in the soul. Because when this hits, those that are prepared will be there to help their neighbor and those that they love. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.